What's up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so today I'm going to do another Daily Digest episode, and the big news I want to talk about is Elon Musk dropping his lawsuit against OpenAI. So if you don't know, I'll give you a little background history about this feud between Elon Musk and Sam Altman at OpenAI. Back in February, Elon Musk actually filed a lawsuit against OpenAI and Sam Altman. Basically, the core of his lawsuit was alleging that OpenAI had violated its founding principles. So Musk was one of the co-founders, and his claim and belief was that the company had breached its initial agreement when it partnered with Microsoft and began operating as a profit-driven entity or a for-profit entity. Musk claims that the founders had agreed to always keep it a nonprofit. And so according to him, this partnership with Microsoft contradicts OpenAI's original mission to remain that nonprofit organization that's all about open source commitment and sharing and transparency with the public. The lawsuit was submitted to a court in San Francisco. While everybody was waiting for the results and for the hearing, OpenAI wasted no time in firing back. They posted a response post, which I've linked in the show notes, and it included email exchanges actually with Elon, between Elon and the staff at OpenAI, that went back to like 2015. And when they posted this or wrote this article, they basically claimed that they were intending and confident that they would be able to dismiss all of Elon Musk's claims in his lawsuit. The OpenAI leadership, which includes Greg Brockman and Ilya Sutskever, John Schulman, Sam Altman, and Wojciech Saremba, they all alleged that Musk had tried to either merge OpenAI with Tesla or gain full control of the organization. That was his mandate or his requirement if they were to continue to go for profit. They argued that allowing Musk to do so and take over would in fact undermine OpenAI's mission and contradict everybody's goals. In one of these emails, actually, reveals that Musk suggested using OpenAI as a financial resource for Tesla, literally, like I said, contradicting his own stated intention of keeping it nonprofit. In another really interesting email, Sutskever mentions that as AI development progresses, it might make sense to be less open, actually. And Musk was affirmative in his response. He simply replied, yep, according to the emails shared in the post. And OpenAI's claim is that this seems to undermine Musk's entire argument of that OpenAI is shifting away from its open source roots when he was part of the impetus to eventually seek profit because they knew they would need it. There was actually a report by The Verge that highlighted that the founding agreement that Musk refers to might not be legally binding even. So that could potentially nullify this entire lawsuit against OpenAI. There's really a lot of kind of holes, and there were a lot of holes. And that's kind of, you know, probably why we saw the lawsuit get dropped this week. But again, just to kind of catch you up on everything that happened, in that article that OpenAI wrote, they expressed a regret, basically saying, quote unquote, "It's unfortunate that it has come to this with someone we once admired. Musk inspired us to aim higher, but later predicted our failure, started a competitor, and is now suing us as we make significant progress without him." The rivalry between Musk and OpenAI goes all the way back to like 2015, actually. As you probably are aware, Musk is pretty unfiltered in his social media content and presence and makes some pretty impulsive decisions as far as his publishing goes. The buying and rebranding of Twitter, one of the most popular, most recognizable brands in tech, is definitely being criticized among tech leaders, and other actions have always garnered attention. He's not a inconspicuous human being, let's put it that way. So it was actually in 2015 that Musk and Sam Altman, along with Brockman and others, founded OpenAI, and Musk became quickly the largest investor. And then in 2018, that's when he resigned from his board position, citing a potential conflict of interest that he had with Tesla's AI development for self-driving cars. And some reporters suggest that Musk's departure was actually due to his unrest or displeasure with the progress that OpenAI was making. And he really wanted to take control, as Elon Musk appears to like to do. And the board rejected that, which led to Elon's departure. And so it was after that that OpenAI became a for-profit entity to achieve its ambitious goals. Microsoft invested $1 billion in 2019. In the same year, OpenAI released GPT-2, which generated a bunch of buzz. So all the way back in 2019, OpenAI was already making waves with their general pre-trained Transformer 2. And then the situation escalated or became worse in November of 2022, and that's when OpenAI launched ChatGPT, if you'll remember. And Musk immediately criticized OpenAI for having access to Twitter's database for training, all the access that they had to other publishers and data that was used for training, and he quickly severed the access that they had to Twitter. He's basically accused them again of straying from their source mission, seeking to become a profit endeavor, and really reining in the open source transparent nature of the mission, which they disagree with. And then throughout the 2023, last year, the battle continued. Musk continued to express confusion over how a nonprofit he supported with about 100 million could transform all of a sudden into a 30 billion for-profit entity. And these public remarks basically mirrored the accusations in his lawsuit. And then out of nowhere, on Wednesday, I believe, Elon and his lawyers just withdrew this lawsuit entirely with zero explanation. So just as quickly and violently as Elon threw the lawsuit down on the table, it seems he's just as quickly and quietly, respectively, removed it with zero explanation, as I said. So we're gonna have to wait and see exactly why Elon thought better of the continuing battle with OpenAI. But for now, OpenAI's future just became a little bit brighter, even though it was not likely to doom them. Elon's lawsuit, as we kind of learned, it was full of some legal holes and it was not necessarily legally sound. So, all right, so that's it for today's episode. Thanks as always for joining me. If you find the show useful or educational in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe or follow on your platform of choice using the RSS feed. A review on top of that would be so appreciated and super helpful to the show. So until next time, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.